Hey, you guys, it's Charlotte Howard Collins here on Success and Beauty Talk radio show, and I am so excited. I recently got featured on Bold Journey, and we talked a lot about in the article. They featured me talking a lot about mental health, how I was able to overcome mental health challenges. And of course, I will place all of the details here where you could read the article and learn a lot from my journey. Hopefully it will inspire you to ask me some questions, reach out if you need to. It will be very, very helpful for those of you who are wanting to connect with me, to definitely connect with me over at the Wealthy Women Inner Circle community on Facebook. But today I have a very, very special guest with me, my amazing husband, Mr. Russell Collins. And I'm so excited because we're going to take a deeper dive into how mental health has really impacted our lives and how we were both able to overcome. So, Russell, it is so great to have you here with me. First and foremost, having you on as a first-time guest on Success and Beauty Talk radio show. So, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me, Mrs. Collins.
So, you know that mental health has been such a very challenging thing right now, especially during the pandemic, and many people have been really going through some challenges, mental health challenges, and that includes anxiety, stress, and a whole list of other things that I know that many of our listeners will definitely be able to relate to. But I would love for you to share a little bit about how mental health, your mental health journey, what has it been for you to really overcome the challenges? Like, what have you done that has really helped you to deal with, you know, the different challenges that you're facing, you know, every day when you're dealing with people, when you're dealing with, you know, just everyday life?
Well, it's been a little bit difficult for me because I can go back to 2011, and I had been in a hospital, and I went through that state of depression and anxiety. And anxiety, stress, and I was just stressed out. I went to the mental hospital, and I stayed in there for a little while, and they had me on different type medicines that I didn't even need. You know, sometimes you can get in your mind, and the devil as well as the people can put in your mind that you need these things. So I started being around positive people and doing positive things. And I went and see, sometimes these doctors put you on these medicines that you don't really even need. And I was still taking these medicines, taking them. And really they were messing with my mind. So in 2019, I moved to Las Vegas, Nevada. And I started taking therapy. And when I started going through therapy, it was a different story. I went through, in doing therapy, I started seeing a difference in my life, because I found out that I had needed these medicines. And through talking to other people, I found out they were in worse situations that I was in. And in communicating with them and talking and letting and sharing our different conversations, and we started communicating and we started getting to know one another, and man, that was something, you know, it was just awesome. because we became friends, even though we came from different parts and, you know, of different states and everything else. And we became as one, and we were more peaceful because we understand our different situations. Well, you know, that some people didn't, you know, they didn't stay and got to know one another. But, you know, it was like we was at peace with one another, and we got off the meds. And it's like when you get off these meds and you be around positive people, your life tends to take a whole totally different turn for the best for you. And so when you find yourself in situations with people, you don't let that anxiety, depression, and stress come in your life. You learn to do something different. And you learn to be around positive people. And my life today, being my wife and family, and being around positive people, I learn to think positive. And that stress can be something else for a lot of people. And taking medicine for stress, that's not your best alternative all the time. All it does is make it more worse. So when you talk to people and be in groups, that help a lot. And when you got mentors and just talking sometimes, the people that has been through what you have been through helps you out and helps you through a lot. And because that medicine always, it doesn't always help. But every now and then I get stressed out. But a lot of times through that stress, I talk to the Lord about things. I put him first. Then I be around people that can help me out, especially my old big head wife. She helped me out through a lot. So we talk to one another. And that's my story. Just being around positive people and trying to be unstressful. And, you know, that's part of that's my story. I can go a little bit deeper being in things in my life that may be out stressful. But I'm a whole lot better and being less stressful.
Well, you mentioned that you had to shift gears a bit because you were on medication. And please know that, you know, everyone's situation is definitely going to be different. So, you know, if you need to seek help from a doctor, of course, we're just sharing our journey. And so you have to do, again, what is best for you. We're not giving any medical, you know, advice or making any medical claims. This is just our own personal journey of what's been, you know, helpful for us. You know, with Russell, of course, you know, he did a lot of therapy, and of course, always putting God first and, you know, having spiritual mentors, that definitely does help. And so, of course, you have to do what works best for you. For me, of course, I put God first in everything I do. I'm always reflecting and just being a part, like he mentioned, being a part of a community, being able to be supportive and helping one another. That's one of the main reasons why I actually created the Wealthy Women Inner Circle, because there are different women going through different things, life journey, business journeys, and we want to be able to support each other. And so we're all going through different things, whether it's, you know, mental or whether it's non-mental, you know, just wanting each and every one of you to know that as a community, being a part of the inner circle, we're here to support you. And if you ever need to reach out to us, you can definitely reach out to us. Again, find us on Facebook. You can type in Wealthy Women Inner Circle. And we have a lot of great things in store. We're all about helping you to launch, fund, and grow your business, no matter what level of your needs are, whether you're transitioning to, you know, from your 9-to-5 or want to start your business. We can definitely do some brainstorming sessions about that as well. But it's just great. I'm honored to be featured again on Bold Journey. You know, my husband, he read the article. He said, hey, you know, I want to elaborate a little bit more on what you shared. And so that's what triggered us to actually do this, this episode. And I'm going to be very excited to really have him come back on, and we'll elaborate a little bit more on, you know, mental health, because there's so many people going through so many things, especially now during the pandemic. Many people have lost their jobs, and now they're looking to actually create a full-time entrepreneurship business. And so I'm really excited. My husband and I, we have several businesses that we will be sharing with that we're launching as well, and really looking to partner up with some more amazing people who want to start their own businesses. We invest in other businesses, and we invest in our communities as well. And so we're all about really helping you to build wealth in every single area of your life and your business at the same time. So with that being said, if you have questions or concerns, leave a comment for us, and we'll happily answer it. And we're just so grateful for each and every one of you. And let me see if Russell wants to say any inspiring words before we close out. Russell?
Well, all I have to say is that I know that everyone has been through some things in their life, and I have a lot more if you give me time and we come back again to talk about, because sometimes counseling and just being in group therapy, that helps a lot, so you can get everything out. So everybody has been through some things. When you go through those changes in your life and you go through therapy, and everybody talks, so everybody get a feel for everybody, and they got to understand, you feel more comfortable and your life feel more better, and everybody can work together and help everybody. And that's the way I feel about it, and it's a good thing, good positive thing in life.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that, Russell. And again, if you would like to connect with us at the Wealthy Women Inner Circle on Facebook, women, you can definitely do so. For those of you who want to connect, and you are guys who happen to be listening in, definitely reach out to me, and I will have a separate community for you to connect with Russell and I at the same time as well. So again, we hope you all have a great week ahead, and we look forward to really sharing and helping you grow personally and professionally. Take care, and God bless.